at the Farm Progress Show. I'm visiting with Jeff Wettstein. And Jeff, it's great to see you out here. Agritain has put together, in conjunction with a couple of other companies, a really amazing exhibit here called the Seven Wonders of the Corn Yield World. We've got, I don't know if it'll come out in the background, Dr. Fred Below doing a presentation here, doing those regularly. But what are people finding when they come out here to the Farm Progress Show?
Well, what they're seeing is Dr. Below's work demonstrated in the field plots that we planted behind the tent here, as well as some of the ears harvested from his plots that are in Champaign. Dr. Below's work is really aimed at looking at trying to determine how much yield comes from several different high-tech products, those including our product Super U and Agritain treated urea, but also including Mosaic's Micro Essentials products, DeKalb's SmartStax hybrids, and BASF's foliar fungicide headline. And what we've done with these plots, and Dr. Below and Adam Henninger, his grad student, have been working on these plots all summer long, making the treatments. And in the high-tech plots, you see all of the high-tech products used and then one taken out so that they can identify how much yield is associated with that one product, as well as a grower standard practice or a traditional approach where each one of these high-tech products is added one at a time to see what they would give to a farmer if they chose to just use one. So what we're trying to do is help answer that question that we get asked all the time. So you tell us, Agritain, that you're going to give us 12 bushels at additional yield by stabilizing my nitrogen, and Monsanto and all these other companies tell me all these different numbers. How do the numbers really add up? What does it really mean to me in yield? And that's what Dr. Below has been able to do with these plots. He's shown a difference of about 50 bushels between the grower standard practice and the high-tech package over the last 2 years.
Now, I know this area has had some weather challenges this growing season, but here I assume, you know, you're under more controlled circumstances. How has, you mentioned the 50 bushel difference, but anything else you might want to say about how the demonstration plots have done and the things that you've seen there that growers might be interested in?
Well, you might assume that we had more controlled conditions, but that wasn't actually true. Okay. We actually suffered the same fate as a lot of farmers did. Where our booth is sitting was under 6 inches of water on June the 6th when I visited the plots. We were able to finally get the plots in around June the 10th and 11th. So it finally dried out to the point where we could get in here. Unfortunately, we weren't able to get in early. So the corn that you see here in the plots is like a lot of corn that you see in the surrounding countryside. It struggled. It was wet early. We had emergence issues in some areas of the plots. We had nitrogen loss associated with cool, wet conditions. Then it turned off hot and dry, and the corn has suffered immensely from that heat that everybody has suffered from, I think, in most of the Midwest and in the South.
But that does give it a real world then way to demonstrate how these products can maybe perhaps assist in some challenging conditions like that.
Well, absolutely. I mean, lab conditions are one thing, and we know our products work in the lab, and we've proven that over and over and over. In the field is where it counts for farmers. And this kind of research, this pioneering research that Dr. Below and Adam have done here, has really allowed us to take it to the farmers the way that the farmers are going to experience these products. The trials and tribulations they're going to have with weather, which is, as we all know, the number one factor in corn yields. But number two is nitrogen, number three is hybrid selection. And these plots demonstrate a lot of those issues that farmers have faced this year and hopefully will help them plan better for years to come.
Yeah. Well, I want to get a mention in here because I know we were talking earlier. I just like to support the youth, and you guys certainly do too. But you were able to work with an FFA chapter in helping you at least in some way out here, right?
Yes, absolutely. We reached out to the local FFA chapters to help supply the labor that we need to put on a show like this. And the kids have been just phenomenal. We appreciate so much the advisors' help in organizing this. And then these kids have come out here and been on their feet, just standing beside us every day for 8 hours in this heat that we've all experienced this week. So thank you to the FFA. Thank you to the National FFA organization, as well as the local chapters who've helped us.
Great. Well, thank you. We are nearing the close of business for the 2011 Farm Progress Show, but I'll tell you what, it may be a cooker out here, but we've had a breeze, and there's lots of relaxation stations around. So everybody, I think, has been doing well, and I've enjoyed getting to visit with you here, Jeff, at this year's 2011 Farm Progress Show. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.